producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and thank you for that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil Can.com is a great resource. Len Helms is going to chat with us a little later on this week, talk about the latest in oil production, still up there around 1.2 million barrels per day. I want to talk about a slowdown. There certainly has been less rigs, less activity, given the price, but you still think about 1.2 million barrels of oil out of the ground every day. That is no small deal. And, of course, most especially what's interesting is the amount of wells. You know, over 13,000 wells now. And that's a lot of wells, creating a lot of wealth for folks in every corner of North Dakota, and also handling more and more domestic oil production. So great thing there as well. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about that. It's the University of Mary Monday today, and we're pleased to have Monsignor James Patrick Shea with us, the president of the University of Mary, and also Jerome Richter, the vice president of public affairs for the University of Mary, with us today. Welcome any calls, questions, comments you have. We're going to talk a little bit about their Vision 2030 plans. Hard to go anywhere and not hear folks excited about what is being put together in the way of a vision, a plan at the University of Mary, raising a lot of eyebrows in a good way, which I think is really neat. So we'll learn a little bit about that today. And then recently announced a nearly $100 million campaign to support that Vision 2030. So we'll talk a little bit about that with these two gentlemen today. And also we'll cover a couple of things in the news, most especially the events of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Paris. Monsignor, nice to see you again.
Good to be with you, Scott. Thanks for having us on.
Jerome, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you.
You got that deer yet?
My son did.
Is that right? Well, good.
My son's first buck. He's quite proud. It was a beautiful 4x4 down in Emmons County, so can't complain.
Heck of a deal.
Absolutely.
It's cleaned and done, and the whole works are ready, too?
Yep, and the freezer.
Wow.
Emmons County is the place to be, Scott. You know I grew up there, huh?
There you go. Another chance to give a plug to the home county, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Some few less deer there now, thanks to the Richter family.
Thanks
too.
To the Richters. Yeah. They come from Burley and take our deer. They don't pay our taxes.
Isn't that something? Some things never change.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I want to first talk a little bit about something we spent a good deal of time talking about in the first hour, and that is the attack by ISIS in Paris, and already the beginnings of the response to it. When you heard about it, what ran through your mind?
Scott, I was this weekend out in Richardson. You know, we're doing a series of formation seminars for all the employees of the university to give them a sense for our mission, to deepen their understanding and their buy-in and their enthusiasm for what the University of Mary stands for and what we do. Last year, we did these four-day seminars with all of our teaching faculty, and this year we're doing them with administrative staff. So if you can imagine, I was out there with our business office this weekend in Richardson at the Abbey, and we were in the midst of several days of discussion about the great ideas of Western civilization, about the noble mission of higher education and what it means to give students a university education, about the coherence of faith and reason. And so we heard about it in the midst. I was out with our business office people. And so you can imagine it was all our accountants, the people who do student loans and student accounts, and our physical plant people as well, engineers, architects, all of those folks who keep the university going. And we were in the midst of that, and that's when we heard that this had happened. And we were just having a really amazing discussion about the coherence, the ultimate complementarity of faith and reason, and how important science and religion, faith and reason, how important it is for these two elements of human life to be in contact with each other, in constant dialogue with each other. And when that breaks down, the effects can be catastrophic. And I'd love to spend a little bit of time teasing that out, because I think it's really important. We live in a time in which those two elements, which are so essential to the human heart and human seeking through all of the history of civilization, in which faith, concerns about the ultimate, concerns about the transcendent, concerns about God, have been clearly and sometimes violently cut off from concerns about reason, politics and science and all of these things. And it's important that they're distinct. And I think that that's been some of the genius behind the American experiment, for instance. But when you cut them off and say that they have nothing to do with each other, then you have a difficult situation. And Pope Benedict XVI, who was Pope just before Pope Francis, warned about this. He said the major religions of the world need to make sure that they're offering a coherence between faith and reason, so that reasonable people can talk to each other about their beliefs. Because if that goes away, if the religions of the world aren't asked to give an account for the hope that they hold within them, for their religious teachings, if they're not asked to give an account such that reasonable people can talk about their beliefs, as we're able to do, then what happens is the only thing left for the spreading of faith and the resolution of disputes is violence. And so the great irony is that religious fanaticism and radical secularism hold the same premise that faith and reason have nothing to do with each other.
Say that again.
Radical fundamentalist religion and radical secularism that hold the same premise. They share an idea at their base, and that's that faith and reason should have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
The great dialogue, which is meant to happen between faith and reason, between religion and science, that's important, not just in an intellectual sense, but it has real consequences. You know, Scott, I would say this. People look at something like this when this happens on the world stage, and they use the phrase senseless violence.
Yeah.
I can understand that they would use that phrase and say this is senseless violence. It's not senseless, though.
Not to them.
It's not senseless. No, it proceeds to just write it off as crazy. Oh, crazy, lunatic, all this. This is how, and this has been inadequate in history, this is how we understand the Nazis so often. We caricature them, and we don't realize that it's not simply lunacy, it's evil, it's wrong. And to say that something is senseless, to say that there's, it's not senseless, it's wrong.
No, it's an ideology of evil,
that's
isn't
right.
it? Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and very little reason there. Jerome, want to add anything to this?
Well, you asked the question, you know, when this happened, you know, thoughts going through your mind. I have six kids, Scott, five of them being boys, and the oldest being 14. And my immediate reaction to seeing all this is, this is on a world stage. This is affecting us all. And how is this going to affect us all? And I think of having five boys that who knows what is going to happen. But as I thought through it, and my degree is in history. I have my master's in history, and so I fall back to my history degree. This has happened before in different ways, shapes, and forms. And what ends up happening is the good people continue to step forward. As Monsignor said, we have hope because of faith and reason coming together. There's hope. Yes, there's evil. There's always been evil. There always will be evil. But it's through that seeking of what is good and true that we can find hope, and we know that sooner or later, the good is going to come through. It's just with how many sacrifices it's going to take. But to some degree, I think we need to be very clear about what is going on and why it's going on, as Monsignor has brought up. And if we don't, chaos is going to ensue. France was under a curfew for the first time since World War II. This is serious stuff. But there's always hope, and there's always the desire for us to get after it and to meet it head on.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, that's the joy of what we get to do in preparing young leaders for tomorrow, because we have the opportunity to raise these questions. You know, young people are wondering about the meaning of their lives, the purpose of their lives, and they're gazing out at this, and they're realizing that we're living in a world which is it's not getting any less violent. It's not getting any less polarized, and that there's a real battle out there that they in their young lives have an opportunity to contribute to in a meaningful way, and to stand for peace, and to stand for right, and to stand for right reason and deep faith.
If I were able to convene a meeting of the worst of the worst of the folks that are planning these kinds of things, when you talk about your opening comments about faith and reason being separated. How do you convince people like this? I mean, is there any convincing people like this?
Well, So this is the difficulty when faith is emptied of reason, when it's based upon blind belief. And people would accuse Christianity of that, but I think we'd have quite a bit to say. But when faith is sometimes based upon blind belief, and there's not an account that's behind it, that becomes very difficult. But I think if you convene that group, Scott, they would say something like this. I don't know, but I think they would say, you fundamentally misunderstand us. You in the West, who have laid aside your religious convictions, who have banished faith from the public square in so many ways, you fundamentally misunderstand what our motivations are. And that's why I say it's not senseless. That there's a lot to
something to it.
There's a lot to understand there. There's a lot to grapple through. A
couple of comments from our listeners on this we'll tackle when we come back, and then we'll talk a little bit about the 2030 thing. Very important thing. The 2030 vision for the University of Mary with our guests as we continue on What's on Your Mind on a University of Mary Monday. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friends over at Sunbelt Business Brokers who are sponsoring a webinar featuring John Warlow. He's the author of Built to Sell and The Automatic Customer, November 18th, beginning at 9 a.m. Go to myvaluebuilder.com for details. We've set up a 50% off discount code, FLAG50, at that site, myvaluebuilder.com. It's $49 for the webinar, half off if you use FLAG50, Thursday, November 18th, 9 a.m. During this action-packed presentation, John Warlow, five-time entrepreneur, author of the best-selling book Built to Sell, Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You, will show you how to structure your business, scale up your business so it can grow without you having to do any selling, value your firm in the same way that an acquirer will, and drive up the value of your business, as well as accurately predict the performance of your company in the future so you can sleep better at night. Benchmark your company against the best of the best businesses anywhere. Details at myvaluebuilder.com for the webinar, Built to Sell, November 18th, myvaluebuilder.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Have I mentioned I have a great pillow before? I hope so. If I haven't, let me do it now and tell you they have some great deals for the holiday gift-giving season that's coming up here. Christmas is a great time to get a pillow. I tell you what. What's a better gift than a good night's sleep? I don't think there can be anything. So this Christmas special, now through the end of the year, you buy four pillows for the price of one. You get two classic MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. And the money-back guarantee has been extended now. They normally have a 60-day money-back guarantee. They said, we're just going to do this one through March 1st. So it is that's for a limited time only. You get this deal and the extended warranty. Now, here's how you get it. Call our special number, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or go to MyPillow.com and click the radio special. Again, promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. All right, a couple more things on our topic from the first segment related to ISIS attack in Paris and what's being done about it. We're chatting with Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, Vice President of Public Affairs at the University of Mary, and one of our You Mary Mondays today. These are from Texas. You can always text Todd at 701-226-8503 or call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Okay? Before you get out the mop, you need to stop the leaking water pipe. Some of us have been screaming for years that border security is national security. Illegal immigration is a weakness. I believe some terrorists are already here and will recruit others. It's been going on for some time. Be alert and make the border priority number one, says Tom in Bismarck. Monsignor, I believe this will be a big domestic political reaction to what happened over there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, France shut their borders down. Holland did right away, right? And everybody here said, well, now you get it. Now you know why we're saying the same thing here, because illegal immigration, until we can get our arms around it, we need to stop it. What do you say to that? Is that a fix for this problem? Is that a reaction that would not make sense?
Well, it's interesting. You know, immigration is a huge issue. No doubt about it, and it's one of the great national conversations that we're having right now. We're a nation of immigrants, of course, in addition to that, and that's important to remember. But I would say, as I was reading the news reports this weekend, did you notice how the French security forces and intelligence sources were talking about, they were beginning to do profiles on people who may have been involved in these attacks? And they talked about them. The one young man who came across the news this morning went to a prestigious prep school in Brussels. So he was educated in the West, and he became radicalized. In other words, the texter here notes that with the phrase, they'll recruit others, it's possible for a young man or woman who's been given a lot here in the West to lose a sense of meaning and purpose and to seek it elsewhere. And that's something that needs to be attended to as well. That's why, you know, what I'm talking about in terms of what we're able to do with young people, when education is structured rightly and gives students not simply information so that they can be a good technical, you know, a computer technician or a business person or whatever, but in addition to the technical skills, if they're given a much more well-rounded vision of the world, if their imagination is touched by their education, which is something lots of places have given up on a long time ago, if their imagination and their worldview is moved and touched and they're able to enter into those great questions of purpose and meaning, that has a deep effect as well. And
why are others giving up on it?
Well, I think it goes a little bit back to what we had said before. There's a little book sometimes, Scott, that I recommend that you pick up and read by an economist who was famous in the late 60s, early 70s, called E.F. Schumacher. The book is called A Guide for the Perplexed. He tells a great story at the beginning of this book. He
says, title, by the way.
Guide for the Perplexed.
Describes my day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And it's not a book primarily on economics, but he has quite a bit to say about a number of topics. And he begins with his story about one time when he was lost in Leningrad, which is now St. Petersburg and was at the beginning, but in the Soviet days it was called Leningrad. He was lost there, and he was looking at this map, and around him were all of these enormous churches. You know, the old Russian churches with sort of the turnip domes that are all painted the amazing colors. And he said, they were all around, but I couldn't find them on my map. And so I stopped somebody on the street, and I said, where am I? And they said, oh, you're right here. And I said to him, well, why aren't these churches on the map? And they said, we don't put churches on our maps. And he said, well, that's not true. Here are some churches on this map. And they said, oh, no, those aren't churches anymore. Those are museums. It's the living churches that we live off our maps. And he said, in a moment, this is in the book, this is his opening sort of salvo, he says, in a moment I realized that I had just been given a snapshot of my education, that I had been educated in a way in which the most prominent and important questions of my life were deliberately left out.
Why, though? Why do we do that?
Well, again, I think...
Secular world?
Well, I think it has to do with this premise that the worlds of science and religion should have nothing to do with each other. That faith and reason don't ever coincide or connect. And when that happens, you either get radicalized religion or radicalized secularity. And that's not the basis for our civilization. It never has been.
Nor is it as good an education, in my mind.
No, well, that's for sure.
Right?
That's for sure. And that doesn't mean, I want to be clear here, we're not talking about education which is indoctrination. Young people need to come to us with all sorts of different convictions. They need to be able to wrestle. A university is a place for the free exchange of ideas. It's an arena. It's a crucible in which people can work out these great questions of life. And that's something which isn't... So you go to some places, and that could be... certain regions of the world, and it could be certain elite institutions here in this country or in the West, and there are certain questions which you simply can't bring up. They're completely off limits. We need to be a place, and education needs to be a place, especially at the level of university studies, where nothing is off limits, where every question, every human concern is the concern of education. And that includes concerns of faith. And when we think about how people personally grapple with the presence of violence and evil in the world, and we preclude or set aside deep concerns of faith, which give such comfort to people in the midst of not simply their concerns about the world, but their own personal struggles, difficulties in their family, health difficulties, challenges that they face financially, that if we segregate those questions of faith, we rip away something which is really meaningful and important for people. It's important for people, and that's been proven throughout history as well.
We have about a minute left here, but I want to start on the vision for 2030.
Yeah, are you kidding? We love to talk about that, Scott.
I know.
Thanks for bringing it up.
What will the University of Mary look like? And we'll continue this on the other side of the break, but I want to start here. Just give me the 1 minute elevator pitch on what this school will look like in 15 years.
We were founded more than 50 years ago to serve the religious, academic, and cultural needs of the people of this region. That's important. Because North Dakota, because Western North Dakota, and because our whole region has been growing so phenomenally, we realize that the impact of the University of Mary and the importance of our education and the formation that we offer to young leaders for tomorrow is more important than it's ever been. And so as we looked at Vision 2030 and we thought of the different ways of growth, as we thought about everything that we were doing, we knew that we needed to grow commensurate with that to have a corresponding impact for the history of leadership in this state.
And you have big plans.
We have big
to do
plans.
Everything you just described.
you got it. You want us to start now or wait till after the break?
No, we'll tantalize everybody to hang tight and find out more on the other side of the break. Monsignor James Shea, Jerome Richter with us from the University of Mary. Short break, back with more after a timeout on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter. Helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't come complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What's on your mind? Live from the Ramcota today, actually going to be here at the Ramcota today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. The North Dakota Implementers Association is gathering here, so that's why we're broadcasting from the Ramcota today. And Monsignor Shane, Jerome Richter, nice enough to come over from the University of Mary and chat a little bit about Vision 2030 and the capital campaign that is underway right now as well.
Scott, I just have to say that we're here because of the implement dealers.
We're
farm boys. I love to know more about tractors, so I can't wait to get out of this radio interview.
What kind of iron did you have out there on the farm?
We had a spattering of different things, but our equipment's old, because farming for my dad was a way to keep us out of jail. So we had old cases before Case IH, you know, the ones that ran on propane.
Sure.
We had old John Deere's. Old John Deere's. We had, what else did we have? We had cases, we had John Deere's. We had an old Oliver tractor. Have you heard of those?
Sure.
An Oliver.
I
dug and dug and dug with that old Oliver.
You
almost didn't want a cab on it.
There you go.
No,
I know the old stuff. I have a 44 John Deere LA in my garage as we speak, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And like a 42 H, but they're Alex's. They're not mine. So he loves to tinker.
Right. But we love it. We love thinking about tractors and the implement dealers in North Dakota. We've got quite a few of them who are big supporters of the University of Mary. So we're grateful for that. Boy, do they make a contribution to our economy.
Don't they, though? Yeah. And without question. And the fabric of every community they serve.
Yeah.
Good pillars of the community, for sure.
They sure are.
So we talked before the break a little bit about the big picture of what 2030 is, and, you know, the infrastructure support all that is obviously not free.
No.
About $100 million bucks?
Right? Yeah, about $96 million is what I'm told, and we've raised already about 41% of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been an amazing, amazing time. People support us so beautifully. We're up already moving dirt on a couple of the projects that we're building. We're building a new 276 bed residence hall for freshman women. The ground's already broken on that. Have we had a wonderful fall
for
construction?
Yeah.
It's amazing. If they go over on this project, there's no excuse, huh?
Yeah, no, I was up there a week ago for the lunch and learn with Dave St. Peter, which was fantastic.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
It was, and I couldn't believe all the construction trailers and
it's
cones.
Incredible.
And it's cranking.
So we got that going on. We're building a new 80,000 square foot field house as well, which will be a home for our track program. People don't know this because we're thinking all the time about basketball, football. The University of Mary has one of the top field and track programs in the NCAA. Did you know that? We have a tremendous track and field program, always going to national championships. But up until now, we haven't had a regulation-sized track. So we'll be able to host track meets there right on campus. Of course, that'll be a good place for other educational facilities and community groups to use as well. We've got a new wellness center that's going into there. And something called, you know, the students have been asking for, like, this room with a wood floor so that they can do Zumba and Pilates and stuff.
Jerome asking for that, wasn't it?
I will never see the inside of that room, but we're building it. We're building it, racquetball court, you know, all this. And then our current field house, which is smaller than we'd like it to be, but big enough to use, we're repurposing that into a brand new world-class campus center. So we'll have our 24/7 dining center there, which will be amazing. There will be a 600-seat banquet hall, which will be there. Our student involvement center will be there, a student clinic, a new bank, all of those things. It's going to be a wonderful place for students to make a home. Part of this has to do with the fact that the University of Murray has been on the move. At the end of this summer, we'll have doubled the number of beds on campus that we had just 4 years ago. And so we've got all sorts of students. There's new life on campus all the time. We need to make sure that the students who are there have the amenities necessary to build community. Community is important. It's more important than all the amenities, but you need to have the infrastructure to support that. So we've got three really big building projects that we're starting up with, and then we've got other things. We've got a School of Engineering that we're launching, of course. You've heard all about that. We've got our downtown Graduate School of Health Sciences. You know, we've got a doctorate in physical therapy, a doctorate in nursing. We got a doctorate on the way in occupational therapy.
Now, that's a medical school.
Well, that's the beginnings of the medical school, right. And so it's a graduate school in health sciences. And we've been doing health sciences since 1959. We launched as a school of nursing. And so we've got all the allied health, the nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, exercise science, athletic training, radiologic technology, respiratory therapy. We got all of those things. And so a lot of them are graduate programs now, either master's or doctoral level programs. They'll go into this new campus that we'll be building in the city of Bismarck, sort of planting our flag right there and saying, hey, look, we're Bismarck-Mandan's University. And then in addition to that, of course, we think the next logical step, but this is toward the end of the 2030. I might even be 50 by then. This is toward the end. We think about what it would be like to have a medical school as well as part of the plan. We think about that.
What kind of reaction has there been to this drone?
Ask.
Thank you, Scott. That's an excellent question. It's been a wonderful reaction. But at the same time, people have questions. And I would like to go all the way back to the beginning of our conversation here. What do we need to deal with these problems that we talked about at the beginning? We need leaders. We need true leaders that understand right and wrong, that are ethical, that are grounded in who they are, that understand the balance of faith and reason, are able to logically think this through, and to go out into the world and do the things that we need them to do. So some people will come to me and say, why do you need a new field house at the University of Mary? Is that really the most important thing for helping our students? It's not the most important thing, but it's a necessary thing to do it and to do it right. And so as Monsignor mentioned, these students desire these amenities. We need these amenities to give them the full effect of a college education, to have that full experience of community, of the chance to become together, to compete athletically, to compete academically, to know that they are taken care of, to feel secure. These type of things are necessary to do what it is that we need to do, which is to produce the leaders that the world needs.
I have to tell you, Scott, the other day, so I teach a class for the freshmen, which is something, in the old days, you know, the university president, in sort of the ideal of the liberal education, the university president would teach a class for the freshmen, and then would teach a capstone course for seniors. And that doesn't happen very much anymore, but I've been dying to do something like this. So I teach a course for our freshmen. We only meet once a week on Wednesday nights, but last week I said, you know, we've been talking about all this heady stuff. I've been talking to you about stepping into adulthood and taking hold of your adulthood. And I've been talking to you about virtue and friendship and all these things. I said, let's take a night and just talk about some of these building projects. Because during the course of your time here at the University of Mary, our campus is going to transform. We're going to turn off the water every now and then. And
few bumps.
Yeah, right. And you're going to need to walk around construction sites. And so I just want to give you an account. They were nearly doing backflips. These young men and women who come to us, by the way, not just from North Dakota, but from all over the United States of America, and from foreign countries. They come to us from all over. They're living here. We want them to make North Dakota their home. And so as we provide this type of a world-class experience, and as we say, this is a wonderful place to be, as we introduce them to our community, they're very excited about their coming 4 years here. And the ones who are in year-round campus, they're going to be here for 4 years, too, because they're going to get a master's degree from us.
Speaking of master's degrees, you've announced not long ago a master's in virtuous leadership.
Oh, yeah, right.
What is that?
So we're launching a new, it's out of our business school. So MBAs. We've been doing an MBA since the late 80s when we became a university, when we went from being Mary College, which lots of the old timers still say Mary College and, you know, BJC. You know, you hear this all the time. So it's now University of Mary. When we became a university, we started offering an MBA. And we were one of the early places in this area that offered an MBA. And so we got lots. If you go out and drive around, you'll find lots of people who have a graduate degree from the University of Mary. Now everybody's offering an MBA. You can Google it on your computer, and there are lots of different options. And so we said, what makes an MBA at the University of Mary different? And we said, we should offer a concentration in virtuous leadership. Because, and this ties to some of the things we were talking about before, when you think about the great drama of every human life, which means a series of choices, crucial choices about good and evil, about right and wrong, that's not something that you're just winging it. Life, you don't wing life. You have a formation of character, which results from a series of habits that are formed as you make choices. And so we thought that we should offer an MBA with a concentration in virtuous leadership so that we can teach people and give people the fundamental insights necessary to live lives of magnanimity and humility. Now, magnanimity is an old Greek word which means greatness of soul. It means that we have to begin with a realization that our lives were given to us so that we can live greatly, that we shouldn't be living small-souled, petty, tiny lives, but that our lives are meant to have a tremendous impact for those who are around us, in our family, in our society, in our communities. We should live great-souled lives. And we have a shortage of great souls. I think we can acknowledge that. But also, a great soul, in order to have virtue, has to have humility as well. A fundamental understanding that the greatness that we have within us is not of our own making. That's something which is given to us. And that as a result, we can carry that through life in a humble way, in a way which orients itself around service. And I always say this to our students. This is one of the things that I tell our freshmen. I say, the most important question in your life is, how are you going to give yourself away? If you make your life about yourself, if you make your life a project where you're just seeking your own concerns, your own desires, your own selfish plans, you'll never find true happiness, meaning, or purpose. But when you realize your life is not about you, and you have an opportunity to give your life away, to give yourself away in love, when you find a way to do that in your workplace, in your family, in your fundamental relationships, everything changes. And that's really important. And our students, they're ready for that type of challenge. They lap it up.
Well, going back to what you were saying earlier, Jerome, this is about forming leaders.
Absolutely.
In a real purposeful way. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The one thing I'd like to add, and Monsignor brought up Schumacher's book. There's a book that I always used when I was teaching high school. Viktor Frankl, who suffered through World War II in an Auschwitz concentration camp, he wrote a book, Man's Search for Meaning. The most important thing I believe that we can do for our young people is to help them to seek meaning in their life, but not just meaning from this day to the next day, but an ultimate meaning. And that is what we're able to do at the university, is ask those questions, as Monsignor's been speaking, of what does my life mean in the big picture for eternity, and then bring it down to the day by day. And what do I do day by day? I give myself away. And then the ultimate meaning is there. And that is very powerful for a young person to experience.
And I will tell you, having spent a lot of time on that campus, it's well received. I mean, there's a joyful just bounce to the student step everywhere they go.
No, it's a terrific thing. Hey, Scott, and this virtuous leadership thing, you know that we have an author, an internationally acclaimed author, Alex Savard, who's coming in to teach a course on virtuous leadership. And we'll give away his book to anybody who asks us. That's at umary.edu/virtue. The book is Created for Greatness. Any of your listeners can go on and
a heck of a businessman.
Looking forward to interviewing him. That'll be fun. Thanks, gentlemen. It's a great fun.
Great to be
God
with
bless.
You,
Scott. God bless you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
At PetroServe USA locations, they're helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you know what? They're helping you tailgate better, too, with your tailgating headquarters supply needs and a chance to win a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Come on in. Register for that. And two $500 cash cards given away every single week at PetroServe USA. Great specials all month long include the Hershey Reese's King Size Candy Bars, two for $2.22, the Jerky Jack Links, just $4.39. The Deli Express Smoked Ham and Cheese, Chuck Wagon, Chicken and Swiss Sandwiches, only $1.99. And the Licorice Twists and Bites, just $1.19 from Kenny's Candy. Plus, you'll find PetroServe USA gift cards and Coffee for Life club cards that are great gift-giving ideas, too. All from a PetroServe USA location near you. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice and two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. All at a PetroServe USA near you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Today by our friends at PetroServe USA, your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fills, $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop cookies, medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and also get registered for that fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
which would look really good in the tailgating corner of our next guest, Senator Tom Campbell. You've been known to do a little tailgating with those Bison, haven't you, Senator?
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You're a winning team.
Yeah, we have a busy news day today, by golly. We've had implement dealers in here. We've had Monsignor Shea in here and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary just heard. And now Senator Tom Campbell, who earlier in the this hour, as a matter of fact, had a press conference to announce that he is not a candidate for governor. Now, as much as you were crisscrossing the state, if I was a betting man, I would have said you were going to be a candidate for governor because you've been everywhere.
Well, my exploratory committee that I started and, my exploratory campaign, I did. I hit it hard the last couple of months, and I didn't miss a thing, and I really enjoyed it, Scott. It was a lot of fun, visiting with different constituents. Typically, I'm just in my little District 19 up in my corner of the state, but it was fun doing a statewide, in essence, search, and it was fun. I really, really enjoyed it. I liked it more than I thought I would, to be honest with you.
So, yeah, despite liking it and getting to every corner of the state, you decided not to run. Tell us why.
Well, I don't think the time's right now. I'm still pretty young. I got lots of time down the road, and you heard my story about, you know, Harley Kingsbury. Back in my 20s, he asked me to, when he retired from the House, for those people that are maybe 45 and older that knew him, he was kind of a dynasty, the godfather of the House. He retired when I was in my mid-20s, and he asked me to replace him or run against him, since he was, not run against him, but replace him. And I told him no. I said, I'm going to build my family up and my businesses, and that's kind of following exactly how I wanted it to be. And I'm relatively new in the Senate, but it's my second session, and so I think
he kind of chastised you, if I remember the story correctly, though. He didn't that answer, right?
Yeah, and nobody challenged him in that day, because he was kind of the godfather. He was been there forever, and I remember he used to smoke back the big cigar, and he was kind of the godfather of our area, very successful, seasoned guy. And when I told him no, he looked at me. I remember he's pointing his fingers in my chest. He says, nobody said no to him, apparently. And I said, I'm just not right. The time's not right. And that's kind of my answer now, the time's not right. But and I thought, I remember thinking the first year or two after that I'm blackballed from politics for three lifetimes, because nobody said no to him back then. But it was.
Well, I think the other part of the story is interesting, is because you obviously had to devote time to building your business, and he said, "Well, you're not going to have a business if you don't
yes.
go there." And you know,
yes, he did say that. So.
But you eventually took him up on his advice anyway, ran for the Senate now, and
yep.
and taken that. So, but timing, obviously, the issue you're mentioning right now, as far as the governor's race.
Yes, I think it's just the time's not right. There's going to be some, you know, tough challenges out there, and I just feel that instead of going down that road, you know, we don't really know for sure. There's only one official candidate, and I just don't want to maybe split the party and get things ugly, and I'd rather support some of the top potential guys and compliment them instead of compete with them.
Wayne Stengem, obviously, is a candidate. This is just a matter of when. There's some reports he's going to announce on the 24th. I see Rob Portis must have got a hold of Wayne's calendar or something, if he's right. It says the 24th. But do you anticipate he would be too tough of a opponent? I mean, would that be a reason not to run?
Well, that's a fair question. and a fair and you know honest answer would be it would be a big challenge. You know, he's done a great job for four decades. And he's got great name recognition, and I think he'd have great support, and I think it would be a tough challenge. So that would be, I'm not going to lie to you, but that would be a tough challenge that I think I'd rather probably support him, because he's a good friend, and I've always supported him in the past for his different offices. So that would be a true statement.
Rick Becker is in the race as well, so it'll be contested either way. I'm also hearing that Doug Burgum is not saying no, and some talk that he would just run in the primary. What would you think of that?
You know, he's a friend, and I asked him that he wouldn't answer me. He wouldn't give me an answer. So it was interesting, the different scenarios if he played it through, if he ran as an independent. He would probably get a lot of Democratic votes, but who knows? He's not saying anything yet. I don't even think he really knows for sure, or he sure doesn't give anybody an indication. I think he's still kind of weighing that out right now to see, you know, how he could play it out at the convention, you know, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Fargo. I think he would have his work cut out for him there, but yet, who knows?
Anything else you want to tell our listeners before we let you go today about this big news?
No, I just appreciate all the support that I got and different ideas and stuff as I was traveling the last couple months, and it was fun. And I'm still here for District 19, and anything else they want to do, just never hesitate to give me a call.
More to do as a member of the State Senate?
It's going to be an interesting session coming up, as you know, with these two industries that are down a little bit, ag and oil. And I think we're going to be something that we're not used to doing the last few years or last few sessions is budget cutting and looking at where we can tighten our belt instead of expanding different programs. And I think property tax relief is going to be still the number one issue that people are going to want. And that could be a challenge if this thing, if oil gets too much under $40 a barrel and ag prices stay where they're at for another 2 or 3 years.
Having been under that hood, we've got some room to trim, don't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're, because of our very conservative forefathers, in essence, you know, we've got, what, 11 or 12 funds, I think $6 or $7 billion of legacy funds. So we're in good shape. We just want to make sure we stay in good shape and not do anything foolish.
All right. Thanks for joining us moments after the press conference.
Thanks, Scott. It's always a pleasure visiting with you.
There you go, Senator Tom Campbell joining us today. And we're back tomorrow, day two. We'll also be here Wednesday for the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association at the Ram Kona. So looking forward to that conversation as well. More of the folks from the Implement Dealers will join us tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. Today.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.